In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen to this, dear Christian, and glorify God. He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. Give thanks that God has shown to us the conversion of St. Paul as an example of his mercy, that he has revealed his will to save on the road to Damascus, that he has given to the church of all times and places this apostle and teacher. And consider how marvelous it is that God's forgiveness should extend even to those who oppose the name of Jesus, that grace really does abound more than sin, as St. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and St. Paul would know, if anyone would. Since the net is big enough and strong enough to drag St. Paul in, it can hold and gather you as well, and any sinner, no matter how great. So this festival today bids us to call upon, to praise, and to thank God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For by his gospel, he still opens the eyes of the blind, turning men from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to himself, granting forgiveness and converting poor, miserable sinners into his saints. Now, sometimes it seems like the dramatic conversions get all the press. St. Paul's Damascus Road encounter, St. Augustine's take and read, or Martin Luther's tower experience. Some even consider these instantaneous, life-changing moments of crisis to be the norm for conversion and rebirth. Each of them, however, came about through God's Word and the Holy Spirit. In the same way, God works the quiet, unseen change in an infant through holy baptism, or the slow, drawn-out coming to faith of an unbeliever through catechesis and the preached word. St. Paul himself called baptism the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, making us heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And he also said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Through his word, Jesus Christ continues to make himself known today and reveals himself as God's Son, the Savior of the world, also to you. What St. Paul received from the Lord, he also delivered and made known to the church, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, and that he appeared to many, including to Paul himself, last of all, as to one untimely born. And also this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. St. Paul's is a Christological, biblical, creedal, sacramental faith, summed up by Christ crucified. And of course, it's also for you. This is the pattern of sound words that St. Paul passed on to Timothy, and that he gives still to all pastors in Christ. St. Paul was downright intolerant of those who messed with this gospel. It is not man's gospel, he said, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For St. Paul, the gospel wasn't an idea or an abstract concept. It was Jesus of Nazareth himself, the living Lord, whose voice called him to repentance and faith on the road to Damascus. And it is the living voice of Jesus that is still heard in preaching and in baptism and in absolution and in the words of institution, calling you to that same way of repentance and faith in him. The gospel alone is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. If salvation depended in any way on man's goodwill or man's merits, then St. Paul was lost, and he knew it. Though himself dead in sin and condemned by the divine law, he was the recipient of God's unmerited grace. His old life, despite all appearance of righteousness, was simply rubbish, worthless, nothing before Christ. To have Christ for St. Paul was to have everything. The forgiveness of sins, life, salvation, heaven itself, and to lack nothing in life or in death. The Christian life for St. Paul and for you is one of sacrifice and self-denial. You have left everything, as great or as little as it was, to follow Jesus. You don't yet know the suffering that may be in store for you, the difficulties and crosses that lie still in your future, the persecution and mission that at times might force you to leave your loved ones behind. But you do know Christ's promise and Christ's gift. Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. Having the certain promise of eternal life, can you now doubt that the Lord also has a great reward in store for those who follow him? There is laid up for you an eternal glory and a heavenly treasure with Christ, 100-fold gift on the last day and in the resurrection. So look to the example of St. Paul. Rejoice in the gospel that he preached and that you also have heard. For the same Jesus who appeared on the road to Damascus reveals himself to you this day in his body and his blood with the same forgiveness of sins that converted St. Paul. So let us now sing with angels and archangels, with St. Paul and with all the saints, to this God of all grace, this God of all mercy, and receive the cup of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.